Welcome to the 2020 High School Football Preview Show. Over the next hour and a half to hour and 45 minutes, we'll catch up with, of course, all of our area football coaches, nine of them, of course, is the schools that we cover. We're going to start things off today with Ryan Steinkamp. He's the new head football coach, of course, for the Kemper Knights, but certainly not new to the Kemper program or to Kemper itself. Ryan, appreciate you joining us here today, and welcome to the Football Preview Show.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you having me, and looking forward to working with you.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I mentioned here a moment ago, you're not new to the Kemper program. You've been a part of it as an assistant. You played for Kemper. Give everybody just a little bit of background in case they're not familiar with who you are.
I've been teaching here since 2013. I graduated in 08 from Kemper. I'm currently the elementary PE teacher, and I teach the strength training class at the high school as well. Now, this will be my eighth year on staff. Like I said, first year head coach, been pretty excited. So it's kind of a goal of mine to be head coach. Was kind of, you know, waiting my turn and taking up as much information as I could and stuff. You know, talking to a lot of mentors and other coaches and working with the great coaches that Kemper's had. Looking forward to it.
As Chad Klein steps away and heads up to Boone, that means the staff going to change a little bit. What's the staff going to look like this year?
Pretty much every return, except for Coach Klein, we got to get another freshman coach, Tom Nelson, the middle school teacher, has stepped up in that role. Other than that, as far as coaches, wise, everybody else is the same on staff. We kind of switched roles a little bit. We met as a staff and we kind of talked about everybody's strengths, and you know, we talked about offense, defense, things we wanted to do. I will be calling the defense this year. Coach Klink will be doing the offense, and then Coach Lucas will be doing kind of a special teams guy, and then every other coach is kind of working two positions and working scout teams and things like that. But we got a pretty good system going. Everybody knows their role. We're on the same page, and things are going well from that sense so far.
Coach, with everybody kind of knowing everybody, it sounds like the transitions probably went pretty well.
They all knew me. They all know I'm kind of a fiery, energetic guy. You know, they're trying to tame me down in the past a little bit. I get pretty excited, but now I'm trying to get them to match my enthusiasm a little bit now, so it's kind of been fun. There's a lot of life at practice in our meetings. You know, things are going well from that sense.
Coach, you guys coming off a 3-6 season last year, I know a little bit disappointing, some injuries, just didn't seem like the bounces went well. What's the spirit been like for the guys in the off season as far as getting things going and maybe bouncing back from last year's, I'm assuming, probably disappointing season?
You know, so far, things have been great, too. And I know we lost from our season last year. We lost a ton of starters. I think we're returning like 5 or 6 guys that have starting experience. And, you know, things have been good. You know, with the whole COVID-19 and then with me getting hired in June, you know, it's been kind of a quick turnaround. But the guys have responded and answered well. You know, things we've asked them to do. You know, we kind of set the expectations and standards. And, you know, attendance has been great. Effort has been great. You know, the kids have really stepped up in that sense. And, you know, our motto this year is earn everything, you know, whether it's positive or negative. We want our kids to work for it and stuff too. And, you know, we don't focus on the wins. We focus on, you know, doing their job right and effort and things of that sort. And with that, you know, the wins come great, but we're just trying to get better every single day and do the little things right.
Good numbers out for you guys this year?
I think we have about 45, 46 total. Originally, we had about 10 seniors only, but then we had about 4 or 5 guys come out that maybe haven't played in a couple of years. They haven't played before, and I think, you know, kind of just with the whole COVID thing going on right now, it's kind of really, you know, what the heck. It's kind of the year to try it. The participation and contribution to the team has been great. We picked up a handful of kids that, you know, weren't out last year that we're really looking forward to contributing this year.
Ryan, if I remember correctly, when I interviewed you after you took the job as the head football coach, you mentioned you were going to be, you know, running the defense a little bit this year and calling the defense. And if I remember correctly, you wanted to be a little more aggressive this year. What are we going to see from this defensive style?
This year, we're going to look to the kind of disguise thing a little bit more. You know, we want teams to not know necessarily what we're in or what we're doing. So really more kind of, you know, we're going to have 2 or 3 schemes, but we're going to kind of line up the same. So we just want to give away what we're in a little bit. We're going to be kind of communicating, have some calls in the field. We have some pretty smart kids out there. I'm kind of just teaching them, you know, my mindset, what I'm thinking, and we're going to let them play. You know, we want to get them lined up, and once they're lined up, they know their job, their responsibility, and they can go play and have fun. You know, I don't want them thinking a whole lot out there. Once they're set, they know what to do, and I just want them to fly around and make plays. So we've been working on pursuit of the football and getting guys there and working as a team in that sense.
Who are some of the guys you're anticipating being the leaders of this defense? As far as the strengths of it, where do you feel this defense could be strong to start the season?
We have some very good D linemen. You know, Kyle Waniger has been a big one for us. He's a big, strong, physical kid. We have a kid in Wittrock returning at linebacker. He's been having a great practice so far. He's been a good leader for us. And then the secondary, John Mayhall, done a nice job at safety, kind of learning our scheme. And then you got Jack Tiefenthaler, easily one of our hardest workers, most dedicated kids. He's been having a great summer, working hard, and a great camp and preseason as well.
Coach Klink going to take over the offensive side of the ball. A lot of guys probably going to be playing both ways, I imagine. How do you keep guys rested, and who's going to be some of the leaders for him offensively?
Luke Hicks has done a great job for us. You know, he's a little behind at first because with baseball going on, we didn't have our baseball guys and football guys doing stuff together just because we want to keep them separate during that baseball season. We didn't want to, in case the COVID stuff going on, we want to keep them separate in that sense. But Luke has done a great job. Running back, it's going to be kind of by committee. We have a bunch of guys. We have some younger guys stepping up and older guys as well. You got Caden Wittrock. You got younger guys like Logan Stevenhollard. Tavanami has had a great preseason too. So we're looking to get the ball in multiple guys' hands in that sense. And you know, we're going to look to rotate guys, as you said, to keep them fresh as well.
Run game going to be more of a focus, or do you feel like you got the athletes to spread people out and throw it a little more?
We're going to try to be as balanced as possible. We definitely want to establish the run first. You know, Coach Murtis has been working really hard with the linemen, has done a great job scheme-wise with them, where they know their job and their assignments. You know, we really want to establish the run, and we want to, you know, the pass game is, we're not just going to pass the pass, we're going to pass because we feel we have an opening somewhere. We like our chances there.
Coach, the one thing that I've noticed in looking through the roster here the last couple of weeks since I got posted to Varsity Bounds, not the kind of size up front probably that you guys have had in the past. How do you counter that a little bit?
Well, yeah, our linemen, we're not the biggest. We have a lot of guys around that 5'9", 5'10", 5'11", you know, 185 to 200-pound range. So we're going to get those guys moving. You know, we're not going to be able to outstrength people and just, you know, run people over. We're going to have to – that's what we've been working on, their steps and their reads and their keys, you know, seeing different fronts and stuff and of that sense. So they have to think a little bit more, but they know their assignment, know their job. And spent a lot of time this year on the whiteboard, too, just kind of talking about, you know, their assignments in that sense. You know, I think that's been really good for them. I think we practiced them, too, getting them ready for school. Kind of made jokes about that, too. You got to get ready for school, too. So we've got a lot more time on the whiteboard.
Simon Wagner, a really good kicker coming back for you. Along with him, what special teams look like?
Chance he might be our punter too, so he's kind of our leg guy, but he's also a really good athlete in that sense too. He's going to be playing. He's not going to be just kicking this year too. You'll see him on the field as well because he does have some wheels on him. So we definitely want to use him in that sense too. Get him on the field, not just a leg.
How much do you feel like special teams is going to be a role? I mean, is it one third for you guys? Some coaches look at it a little more, some a little less.
We've been focusing on it more, you know, during camp and that first year of practice. We wanted to get our offensive defense in. We've been sprinkling it in now. And now that we kind of have our depth charts a little bit, we're trying to find, you know, those guys who are, you know, maybe second or third in the depth chart, getting them on the field, getting them a little ready. But we're definitely taking it serious. We know the importance of it too. I think this year we're looking to be a little more aggressive in them in that sense, but we know we have a great kicker in Simon, so we know our goal is to put him in opportunities where he can really help the team.
Return guys, who are going to be the guys you'll be relying on for that?
A few guys stepping up for that one. That is kind of a question mark right now. That's actually on the practice plan for tonight, is to find our return guys. The big thing there is getting guys to catch the ball and take what we can get out of that one. You know, let that ball hop around. So once you find the guys who have the toughness, then just make sure they're catching no matter what. Those will be our guys back there.
Coach, the schedule gets changed this year because we dropped to 7 weeks of a regular season instead of 9. Everybody now going to be making the playoffs for this season. How does those changes to the schedule impact you guys, or did it impact you guys really at all with what you were planning on doing and you were going about doing that this year?
It really didn't change us a whole lot. You know, we were disappointed to lose out on that extra game, but we know that, you know, we have a tough schedule. We have a lot of respect for our opponents. I think 3 of our 7 games, those teams are in the top 10 and 1A. So we're really focused on just who we have each week. We're not going to look, not going to dwell on it too much. And our goal is to just try and earn a ninth game. So do our best, you know, get the highest seeding we can so we can earn a victory in the eighth game. And just keep getting better each week in that sense. So we're not dwelling too much on it. Now, we're also, our kids really have we had the opportunity to play football. You know, with everything that's going on this year, you know, the kids are just excited to play. So we're not going to worry too much about that.
Coach, you mentioned the district going to be really strong. Van Meter, ACGC, Panorama, all good teams that have been solid the last couple of years. How do you feel like you guys fit into this district, and what's kind of the goals for the season?
Our goal is to be each week, just be as competitive as possible. Like I said, you know, those teams, you know, Van Meter's kind of a powerhouse. Panorama is returning a ton of talent. ACGC's on the rise, returning a ton of guys. You know, Woodward Granger had a winning record last year. So, you know, we want to be as competitive as possible. We know that, you know, we dropped down to 1A. This is a very, very tough district. And even our, you know, our first game here against South Central, who we have a ton of respect for, is a very, very good team. Our goal is just go out there, do our best, compete and get better each week.
Ryan, appreciate you joining us here. Looking forward to getting to work with you. It's always fun for me when I covered somebody in high school to get to work with them when they become coaches later on in their career. So looking forward to it. We'll talk to you a lot throughout this season, and certainly appreciate your time here today.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Ryan Steinkamp, again, the head football coach for the Gibber Knights, joining us here as we preview the upcoming 2020 season. We're going to switch things up. We'll talk with Danny McCartan of the Carroll Tigers. That's coming up next here on KCIM.